Who's that? Cupcake? Oh, shit. Hey there. Are you here to kill me? Or am I hallucinating? Because it could go either way. I think I'm pretty far gone by now. Can you smell hallucinations? Or hear them? Fuck my kingdom for Google. Well, that's exactly what a hallucination would say, isn't it? You're not exactly a reliable source of information. I should probably stop talking to you. Partly because you might not be real. But mostly because my throat's dry enough, as is. Hard to stop, though. The talking's keeping me focused on something other than, you know, lunging at the bars. Which wouldn't end well for me with the cuffs and all. I'd just wind up shredding my wrists. And I'm not sure I have enough blood left in me to heal that again. What did you expect? I'm starving. I'm gonna go for anything with a pulse, even if it is a hallucination. Lucky you didn't appear inside the cell, or I might not be able to... hold... back. Fuck. Here, come here, you taste so fucking good, I need... What? What the fuck was that? I can't feel my fingers. I can't feel anything. Not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. At least my wrists don't hurt anymore. The first time he managed to hit my heart, and it's because I'm chained to the wall. Doesn't count. Totally doesn't count. And now you're dumping a bag of dirt on the floor? Of course. Because this visit couldn't get any weirder. Wait. Shit. That's vampire ash. You brought a backpack full of vampire ash down here with you. Is that a threat? Because the nuance is kind of lost on me right now. Feels like my brain's wrapped in cotton. What are you? That was stupid of you. You've never been smart, Cupcake, but you should have known better than to take away the one thing from keeping me from ripping your throat out. So, that was a paralytic you shot me with then? Oh, no. Please. Laugh it out. I love lying
face down on a filthy cell floor. It's one of my favorite activities.
Fuck. This is embarrassing. Can't even stand on my own 2 feet. What? Oh. Right. I did say that. Guess it's your turn to be the pack horse, Cupcake. And I'll just lie here in your nice, warm arms. I can feel your heartbeat through your skin, you know? Fuck, I want to eat you so badly. Even with you helping me. I know full fucking well I'd be up shit creek if I tried it, and yet I'd still drink you dry if I could move enough to manage it. No, I definitely want you to continue in the jailbreak. Thanks. I'm just... Well, how long does whatever you shot me with last? Asking for a friend. The friend isn't you, and that's not the point. The point is, it's not up to me right now if I kill you, so I hope for both our sakes you actually read what Wild put in the fucking instructions this time. Oh, sure. You always read the instructions. You know I went through your car, right? There are so many fucking stairs. Why are there so many fucking stairs? How deep underground is your torture basement? I'm making conversation, Cupcake. Like I said, it's helping me focus on... on something other than your heartbeat. So, indulge me, yeah? Tell me about the underground doomsday bunker. Point taken. I guess it is harder to escape if you can't just jump out a window. I'll have to keep that in mind. Joking, Hunter, joking. You know I prefer breakfast in bed anyway. Cross my heart not to toss you in a basement next chance I get. Speaking of hearts, why the sudden change of yours? Did I manage to look pathetic enough to get on the other side of your hero complex? Because I imagine you could have seen that coming. You work here. You had to have known what would happen when you got me captured. I'm not going to shut up. I want an answer to shit. No way you heard him coming before I did you? You're timing this between rounds, using insider knowledge to get me out. Shit, Hunter, that's almost devious. You'll make me proud of you if you're not careful. I want to rub in that you're betraying the association, but I also don't want you to change your mind. You've put me in a very difficult position, Cupcake. Fresh air. Damn. Damn, it's been a while. I forgot things could smell like something other than vampire blood. Did you just trap me in? No. Really, why even bother? A car crash isn't going to. Well, actually, it just might do me in right now. Haven't felt this weak since I turned. Fine. Thank you for buckling me in. It was considerate of you. You never answered me. No, not about this seatbelt. Why'd you decide to save me? The fuck does that have to do with anything? All right. Yes, I know a vampire named Boris. Great guy, fun at parties. Would have been at my birthday this year if shit didn't go sideways. Can you answer the question now, or... Oh. You. It really wasn't you who turned me in. I can't believe it. Last time I invite Bor over, I'll tell you that much. What? Okay. I guess it really was the last time. No, I wouldn't have forgiven him, but, well, it's one thing to say you're not friends with a guy anymore, and another to know he's ash. He wasn't the one that you dumped out in the cell, was he? Okay, good. That would have been, well... poetic or something, but I don't know how I'd feel about having him on my pant cuffs right now. So, it wasn't guilt that made you bust me out then. Guess I'm not the only one who doesn't like to share. Where are we going exactly? And how long until we get there? No, I'm not tired. I'm just... Okay. Yeah. I'm tired. I'm hungry. I'm hurt. And I can't really move. Which, as we've established, isn't a bad thing. I would crash this car trying to get at your jugular. But, you know, it smells like you in here, and that's comforting. So I might just... Yeah.